Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Amanda. I'm gonna accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information started from news across the country, and so forth. Also, there are several Indonesian pop songs that will accompany you. Listener, we begin with news. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at website www.voinews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Listeners, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo visits Pasar Senen Station. Minister Ria Mizar Triakudu, ASEAN is the world's wonder. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo visited Pasar Senen train station in Jakarta on Friday and observed the 2019 Lebaran Transport train fleet. Shortly arriving at Pasar Senen station, he took a look at one of the train fleets, Brantas Railway, which was going to Blitar, East Java. After conducting an observation on the spot, President Joko Widodo stated that PT Kereta Api Indonesia is ready to anticipate a surge in train passengers during the 2019 Lebaran transportation period. Minister of Defense of Republic of Indonesia, Ria Mizar Triakudu, said that ASEAN is the world's wonder. Despite ASEAN's differences, ASEAN member countries remain united. This was affirmed at a meeting of the ASEAN defense ministers with the acting Secretary of the United States Secretary of Defense Patrick Michael Shanahan in Singapore on Friday. During the meeting, acting Secretary of the United States Secretary of Defense Patrick Michael Shanahan appreciated the existence of ASEAN and stated that the United States as an ASEAN partner is committed to strengthening the performance and capacity of ASEAN in facing potential threats in the region. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi will review the idea of President Joko Widodo regarding the presence of foreign airlines to compete in Indonesia in terms of the price of airline tickets that have not declined. When releasing the departure of the free buses for Lebaran 2019, Mudik in Monas, Jakarta on Friday, he said that the idea could be implemented as long as foreign airlines do not violate the sabotage principle. The sabotage principle is that the share ownership of the national company must be 51% at least. The statement follows the statement of President Joko Widodo, who will invite new airlines to open domestic routes. The aim is that the consumers will be able to have more choices and more affordable airline ticket prices. Minister of Health Nila Muluk released around 1,800 employees of the Ministry of Health or Kemenkes of the Republic of Indonesia along with outsourcing employees through the Mudik program of the Ministry of Health 2019 in Jakarta on Friday. The Ministry of Health has placed 6,047 health posts at all points passed by travelers throughout Indonesia. For the joint homecoming program, her side has provided buses going home to Surabaya, Lampung, Palembang, Padang, and Yogyakarta. The General Election Commission of the Republic of Indonesia, or KPU, has submitted the results of the audit of campaign funds from the successful team of presidential candidates and political parties participating in the 2019 general elections in Jakarta on Friday. KPU Commissioner Hashim Ashari said that those who did not submit campaign finance reports, the election participants with the potential to have elected candidates, would not decide their candidates. The sanction will apply to the participants in the election of political parties and individual candidates. He also said that the results of the campaign fund audit show the level of compliance of election participants to the transparency of campaign finance reports. Indonesia is a pioneer in various experiences about democracy. Since 2008, Indonesia has held an annual meeting of the Bali Democracy Forum that emphasizes the principle of equality, mutual understanding, and respect. Ethiopia hopes to share experiences with Indonesia in the implementation of democracy. This was said by Deputy Foreign Minister of Ethiopia, Marcos Tekel, in a release received by RI on Friday. Marcos Tekel's statement was delivered when opening the Building and Consolidating Democracy for Development and Prosperity discussion panel organized by the Indonesian Embassy in Addis Ababa in collaboration with the University of Hawassa at the Radisson Blue Hotel, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia on last Wednesday. Deputy Chairperson of the Indonesian Youth of Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, Sueb Arifin, when attending a press conference in Jakarta on Friday, said that the struggle of the Palestinian people towards independence must receive support and require joint commitment from Middle Eastern countries. His statement was related to the commemoration of Al-Quds International Day, namely the day of the liberation of the Palestinian people from Israel occupation. This year, Al-Quds International Day is commemorated from Israel occupation. This year, Al-Quds International Day is commemorated to coincide on the last Friday of Ramadan. This commemoration is a concern to Muslim youths who are members of the Indonesian Youth Organization of Muslim Cooperation and Youth of Organization of Islamic Cooperation and the Voice of Palestine. That's the news read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first news comes from Central Maluku. Muslims in Wakal Village, Lihitu District or Ambon Island, Central Maluku Regency, Maluku Province, on Wednesday commemorated the 27th night of Ramadan 1440 Hijriah by lighting hundreds of candles, lamps, and torches in various regions. Hundreds of candles, lamps, and torches began to be ignited by local residents after Maghrib and will only be put at dawn. It was also enlivened by local children and teenagers who walked around the village carrying torches while chanting takbir and singing joyful songs about Idul Fitri. Illuminating the village with lots of lights by the Wakal residents is intended as an expression of gratitude and joy towards the presence of the Quran, which is also interpreted as a light of illumination for Muslims. The next news comes from Denpasar, Bali. Vietjet, a private airline based in Vietnam, officially opened a flight route between Ho Chi Minh City and Bali for tourists starting last Wednesday, making it the first flight to serve the route. Vietjet, a low-cost flight based in Vietnam, will serve flights from Ho Chi Minh to Bali route 5 times or 5 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, with 4 flight hours travel time. The latest news comes from Surabaya, East Java. Surabaya Mayor Tri Risma Hari Ini or Risma inaugurated a giant statue of Suro or shark and boyo of crocodile, as high as 25.5 meters ahead of the commemoration of the 726th anniversary of Surabaya on May the 31st in the northern coastal area of Bulak District, Surabaya City, East Java on Wednesday. Risma claimed that the Suro and Boyo statues was her dream long ago. According to her, the statue not only can be seen from the ground but also from the sea, so it must be high. Interestingly, the Suro and Boyo statue has a unique form of seaweed between the two statues.
Not only that, the color of the statue is different from the existing Suro and Boyo statue, which is one of the icons in Surabaya city. Well, that was news from Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is Today in History. We begin Today in History with the event of birthday of Pancasila. The birth of the Pancasila as the five basic principles was the title of a speech delivered by the initiator Sukarno in the convene of the Investigating Committee for Preparatory Work for Independence, or BPUPKI, on June 1, 1945. In this speech, the concept and initial formulation of the Pancasila was stated by Sukarno as the basis for an independent Indonesian state. This speech was initially delivered by Sukarno in an acclamation without title, and it just got designation of the birth of the Pancasila by a former chief of BPUPKI, Rajiman Wedio Diningrat, on the preface of the book containing a speech which was recorded by BPUPKI. Pancasila is the basic ideology for Indonesia as a sovereign state. This name consists of two Sanskrit words, namely Panca means five and Sila means principle. Pancasila is a formulation and guideline for the life of the nation and state for all the people of Indonesia. In spite of the amendment in the content and the sequence of the five principles of Pancasila, which took place in several phases during the Pancasila formulation in 1945, June 1st is commemorated as the anniversary of the Pancasila. We turn to the World Milk Day. The World Milk Day is a celebration day to commemorate the importance of milk as a global beverage menu and provides an opportunity to raise issues about activities regarding with the dairy industry. The celebration day, which started to be commemorated since 2001 and celebrated every June 1st, was established by the Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, and the United Nations. They chose June 1st as this celebration day because most countries, including Indonesia, have celebrated Milk Day for several years. Listeners, that's Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia.
Maksud amarahmu, membaca dan mengerti isi hatimu. Ampuni aku yang telah memasuki kehidupan kalian, mencoba mencari celah dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta, namun selama nafas berada
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Firza with his song entitled Seperti Yang Kau Minta, just like what you beg. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is entitled Japan Expected to Participate in Improving the Quality of Indonesian Workers. Coordinating Maritime Affairs Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan has called on Japan to aid in bringing about improvements in the quality of the Indonesian workforce to realize its investment in Indonesia. He made the request at the Third Dialogue Forum of Indonesia-Japanese Governments and Private Sectors in Jakarta on Wednesday. The forum was attended by a Japanese delegation led by Minister of Economy, Trade and Industry, Hiroshige Seko. In his written statement, Luhut Panjaitan said that the Indonesian government's main priority now is to improve human resources. Therefore, the Indonesian government requested that it be assisted in the development of human resources, especially those outside Java Island. According to Luhut Panjaitan, improving the quality of workforce cannot be separated from the government's goal to create the widest possible employment for local workers from foreign investment. Responding to the request, the Minister of Economy, Trade and Industry of Japan, Hiroshige Seko, expressed his readiness to assist in improving the quality of Indonesian workforce. Seko said that the Japanese government and companies realized that Indonesia was an important partner, so they strongly supported the Indonesian government's request to conduct training for Indonesian workers to improve their competitiveness. On the same occasion, Chairman of the Jakarta Japan Club, Kanji Tojo, said that the follow-up of the Republic of Indonesia and Japan governments and private dialogue was the training of 107 vocational high school teachers in Medan, Lampung, and Makassar. Tojo added, the teachers were given basic training and machine practice, electricity, and Kaizen skills in February. The aim of the third Indonesian-Japanese government and private dialogue forum is to discuss several issues that are obstacles to the investment climate in Indonesia. This activity was initiated by the governments of both countries and the Jakarta Japan Club. Before the dialogue forum began, the coordinating minister Luhut Panjaitan and Minister Seko held a bilateral meeting which agreed to increase the economic cooperation and development of the two countries. Minister Seko also appreciates the willingness of the Indonesian government to open a dialogue with Japanese investors and follow up on complaints and obstacles in business in Indonesia. That was my Indonesia Today on Japan expects to participate in improving the quality of Indonesian workers. From Voice of Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jangan kau khawatir sahabatku, langit tak selamanya kelabu. Bila sang mentari telah bersinar, esok kita kan berlayar lagi. Seakan tak lepas dari jalanmu, mengurung semua ruangmu, dan hanya kecewa jadi pijakan. Kini ku kan ada di sampingmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was the Cinnamons with their song entitled Berlayar Lagi or Sailing Again. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, for the next segment, we will take you to explore more about Indonesian culture, tourism destinations, and traditions in our program Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today we will take you to explore Bena, traditional village in East Nusa Tenggara. The village, which has existed since 1,200 years ago, displays the culture of the Megalithic period. It is one of the traditional villages that still preserves the cultures and traditions of their ancestors. Its people still perform the rituals that have been carried out by their ancestors for years. The preservation of ancient traditions is the actual enchantment of the village. The village is located precisely at Tiworiwu Village, Jarebu Sub-District, Ngadarjansi, East Nusa Tenggara Province. Bena Village on Flores Island, or 18 kilometers from Bajawa City, is located on the foothill of Mount Ineri, whose height is 2,245 meters above the sea level. There are approximately 326 people who reside in the area, namely around 120 families. Its population is constituted by 9 different tribes, namely Bena, Ngada, Agu, Kopa, Dizi, Wahto, Diziazi, Deru Lalu Lewa, and Deru Salamai tribes. Each tribe dwells in different level. The Bena tribe is known not only as the oldest community to occupy the settlement, but also the founder of the village. Therefore, the Bena tribe occupies the middle level. The houses at Bena Village have plenty of symbols which denote the megalithic civilization. Visitors can spot buffalo horns and wild boar's tusks decorating each house. These symbols represent the social status of its owners. Each house also possesses a stone arrangement made of mountain rocks. Furthermore, there are two iconic buildings standing in the middle of the village. They are Ngadu and Baga. Ngadu is a pole made of shaped stones, and it serves as a place to hang sacrificial animals during traditional ceremonies. Meanwhile, Baga is the symbol of fraternity between the present community of the village and their ancestors. Baga represents the inherited traditions of the Bena villagers, which have been practiced by their ancestors. Bena Village has a length of 375 meters and a width of 80 meters. Its shape resembles to a boat with multitude of levels. The Bena people believe that boat helps the spirits of the village reach their eternal place. In addition, boat also embodies the mutual cooperation principle, or Gotong Royong, which is a virtue upheld by the Bena people. The Bena people have simple livelihood. Men usually work as farmers. Their activity includes planting tuber, nuts, candle nuts, and coffee. Meanwhile, women mostly spend their time to weave and sell the products to visitors. If you have any plan to visit Bena traditional village in East Nusa Tenggara, you must start your journey from Kupang. After arriving in Kupang, you need to continue your journey to Bajawa City.
you can rent motorcycle to get the Benda village from Bajawa City. Visitors are allowed to stroll through the village from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Before exploring the village, visitors need to fill in the attendance book. It is highly recommended that you bring warm clothes since the weather in Bajawa City is pretty cold. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder about Bena, the megalithic village in East Nusa Tenggara. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. See you on our next edition.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was a song entitled Bawalah Cintaku or Bring My Love by Afghan. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, for the next segment, we will take you to learn more information in our program Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, the good news comes again from the world of Indonesia esports. Indonesia sent two teams in the Point Blank World Challenge Esports Tournament, or PBWC, presented by the RRQ-TCN, and the Point Blank International Women Championship, PBIWC, represented by the EVOS Galaxy Sadis team. This tournament took place in Moscow, Russia, on May 26 until 27, which followed by the world's best teams. The RRQ-TCN team successfully won the World Point Blank title after beating the Attack All Around team of Thailand in the grand final in the best of three format with a score of 2-1. RRQ-TCN has indeed performed well since the group stage. It is proven when in Group A, RRQ-TCN topped the standings with a value of 12 points, beating Russian team Fafiktis in second place and Besiktas from Turkey, Azerbaijan in third place. Another achievement is from EVOS Galaxy Sadis. The team who competed in the Point Blank International Women's Championship won the runner-up title because they lost in the grand final of the Thai team Tokyo Striker Lady with a score of 0-2. EVOS and Tokyo Striker have the same points, which are 9 points. They beat the team from Russia, 3A Power, which has no points at all. Both teams are entitled to prizes from the two tournaments, namely RRQ-TCN has the right to bring home a prize of $30,000 or 431 million rupiahs, and EVOS Galaxy Sadis as a runner-up brings home $2,500 or equivalent to 35 million rupiahs. Of course, the achievement of these two teams are very proud of Indonesia. Once again, congratulations. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia.
Terima kasih.
Voice of Indonesia.
There was Dewa with their song entitled Takkan Ada Cinta Yang Lain or There Is No Other Love. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world with me, Amanda. For the next segment, we will take you to get more information about Indonesian music in our program Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Hello listener, welcome back in Music Corner. Today we present you a religious song entitled Duha. The song, which was released in 2010, tells about hope and prayer which are being said in Duha time, namely prayer which is conducted when the sun starts rising. Sahrul Gunawan said that he is very impressed on Duha song because of its deep lyric. The song also gives extraordinary spiritual experience for Sahrul Gunawan. Listener, let's listen to the song entitled Duha, sung by Sahrul Gunawan. Enjoy the song.
Thank you. dengan menada ku meminta limpahan rahmat, limpahan rizki, rizki halal dan baik yang kau ridhoi. Bila masih di langit engkau turunkan, bila di dalam bumi engkau keluarkan. Engkau mudahkan Tuhan. Ku tertunduk dan bersila, dua mata terpejam berdoa. Sajadah panjang basah terbentang, air mata menetes mohon dikabulkan. Oh, bila masih di langit engkau
of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Hancur hatiku mengenang di kau, jadi keping-keping setelah kau pergi. Tinggalkan kasih sayang yang pernah singgah antara kita. Masihkah ada sayang itu? Memang salahku yang tak pernah bisa meninggalkan dirinya untuk bersama kamu. Walau untuk terus bersama, kan ada hati yang kan terluka. Aku tahu kau tak mau. Sekali lagi maafkanlah, karena aku cinta kau dan dia. Maafkanlah, ku tak bisa tinggalkan dirinya. Mungkin tak mungkin terus bersama, jalani semua cinta yang telah dijalani. Tapi bila itu yang kau pikir yang terbaik untukmu, bahagiaku untuk dirimu. Sekali lagi maafkanlah, karena kau dan dia. Maafkanlah, ku tak bisa tinggalkan dirinya. Simpan sisa-sisa cerita cinta berdua. Tak pernah bisa meninggalkan dirinya untuk bersama kamu. Walau untuk terus bersama, kan ada hati yang kan terluka. Aku tahu kau tak mau. Sekali lagi maafkanlah, karena aku
listener, thank you very much for your togetherness in our program English Terrestrial Broadcast. Don't forget to check other social media such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, our Twitter account at Voi Indonesia, and of course our Instagram voice.of.indonesia. We also have email which you can access on voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.